Hi, this is Julie Hoffman, Associate Editor of CompensationStandards.com, and today I'm here with Eleanor Bloxam. Eleanor is the CEO of the Value Alliance and Corporate Governance Alliance, and if you're not familiar with her firm, they provide education, information, and advisory services to boards and senior executives. And today, Eleanor and I are going to be discussing the Federal Reserve's recent proposed guidance on incentive compensation, which is applicable to banking firms. Let me just start off with asking you, what are the Federal Reserve's new guidelines?
Well, thank you very much, Julie. The Federal Reserve's new guidelines are designed for banks, as you noted, and they relate to what the Federal Reserve considers sound compensation policies. But they should be of interest to non-banks as well from this perspective, in that they talk about the relationship between compensation and risk, and new SEC disclosure requirements for all companies will require a look at this. So that should be of interest to non-banks as well. In addition, I think non-banks may be seeing some changes with respect to their banking relationships as a result of all of this, because likely they will start to see some changes in terms of pricing in the marketplace. But to the Federal Reserve guidelines themselves, they really are important. They not only address the issue of compensation and this discussion that's been had recently about the need to extend the time horizons when you're looking at compensation and pay, but they really get at the issue of the fact that the performance metrics are key in a compensation program. It's not just the amount of compensation, but what it's tied to. And they say that incentive compensation should take into consideration, and the metric should take into consideration, risk. And there should be different payments that should be made for different levels of risk. They argue also that all risks should be considered, so it's not just the traditional banking risks, but the other kinds of business risks. And also that these should be implemented in a way in which other features of the incentive compensation program are reviewed, like golden parachutes and the like, in terms of what they may do in terms of the risk structure. In addition to the compensation program themselves, they also are looking for a strong risk management process in the banks, as well as oversight by the board in terms of both the risk process and also the compensation process to make sure that there's integrity in the numbers and in the metrics that are chosen.
Eleanor, what is your own experience in implementing guidance from the Fed?
Well, as it turns out, Julie, way back in the late 1990s, I implemented the first ever compensation program tied to risk in a major U.S. financial institution. And I can tell you that it was an amazing process to go through, but also one that was really transformative in understanding the level to which metrics really make a difference in terms of the behaviors and what is created. And one of the things that we had to do, because we were charting new ground here, was we spent several years actually in Skunk Works developing the program. And so it really came from the very basics of developing risk metrics for all the lines of business. And there was a real benefit to that, because in many companies today, you know, they have different measures of earnings and returns in those different business units, but they're not put on a risk-adjusted basis. So we were able to create apples-to-apples comparison between different business units, different products, in understanding the risk-adjusted returns they were producing, brought that through into the strategy process, but then by tying it to compensation, we were able to really impact the day-to-day decision-making. And so this compensation structure, just as the Fed is recommending in their guidelines, not only applied to executives, but it applied to people who are making the decisions day-to-day, decisions that would impact the risk of the organization.
Do you have any recommendations for financial institutions in implementing the Fed's guidelines?
Actually, yes, I do. I think that the Federal Reserve did a fairly good job in articulating some of the pieces that institutions should consider as they go through this process. I think it's important to build that firm foundation of risk quantification. And I think it's also important to emphasize communications and training, which was a big piece of what we did when we implemented this program back in the late 90s. And I can't overemphasize enough from experience how important that process is, because you really are starting to change the way in which people think about the process. There are a couple of things that the Fed did not emphasize that I think are important from experience. One is that the return measure and how you measure that is vitally important. You really need to get at the core of the return measure and not simply take accounting earnings, because some of the issues in accounting earnings in a financial institution and in other institutions are issues that are really related to the way in which accounting numbers get put on the books and really need to be stripped out and getting to the core of what individuals in the organization are responsible for. I think another important issue that the Fed guidance doesn't address but is important as you're designing this is to think about the impact of conflicting measures. Institutions may sometimes put in place a risk-based measure, but then they may offset that by having other measures that conflict with it. That can really send mixed signals, and that can be a problem in terms of really gaining the benefit. Another issue specific to this particular issue is that the form of the metric can matter. Using a percentage-based metric can cause problems in terms of the way in which individuals are motivated, and it does that by having a tendency to shrink down the way in which the business is grown. And I think that is going to be really important when you're trying to deal with not being risky on the one hand from a bank perspective, and on the other hand, you want to do some lending. And so you have to be careful about the way in which you implement this. I go into some examples in this in my book, but I think it's really important to recognize that there are a number of issues to be covered and that the Federal Reserve guidance doesn't really cover all of those particulars.
That's great advice, Eleanor. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Julie. I enjoyed it.